Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you think that, do you think Jay Gruden called that quarterback dive on that fourth down? Do you think he called that? Because if he did, they should fire him tonight.
They probably called it, you know, the QB sneak or whatever, and he just decided I was going to jump over the pile and lose the ball like an idiot.
I don't know. Look at this guy standing there answering questions after this team. Only team to start 0-3 in the NFC this season. They're the only team in the NFC?
In the NFC that's 0-3. There's a lot in the AFC.
I can't. They've lost six straight at home. How do you keep this guy? Honestly, like, it's got to end, right? The bleeding, just end it now. What are you waiting for? What is the point of waiting till next year? Can you imagine their fans? Did you see their fans tonight at that game? They were literally, looked like they were on heroin.
Well, forget even wait, you know, you don't wait through next year. Like, you shouldn't have kept him this year because the way you're coming into this season, Smith was going to be out because of the leg. You're picking up a, you know, rookie quarterback to start his career and rebuild the franchise around him.
And you're not going to play him.
And not only are you not going to play him now, you're going to have him learn this system under this coach for a year and then get rid of him and have to relearn everything.
That's a great point because now they're going to have to get a new coach, a new system all together. He's going to learn his second one in 2 years. I mean, he might as well just sit on the sideline and pick his nose. Because that's what he's doing, right? I mean, it really is a mess. Can you not see that that's a mess and they have to fire this guy now? What is the point of letting him continue? Honestly, you might as well just do it now. There's no reason to keep him that you can tell me that of any substance. And I'm not even, listen, people always remember that I called him a fat ass. Who cares? Really? Right? Like, who cares? That has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with this. This is strictly, that was what, like 3 years ago, Carver High?
I believe so. I think it was the first year I was, 2016 maybe.
Okay, so you know I have nothing against this guy.
No.
I have absolutely nothing against him. I just think he's terrible and they should fire him. It's like the whole team is terrible. He's the coach. All they do is lose. They've lost six straight at home. 0-3. Their season's over. They looked atrocious tonight. And then he left that bum in, that hack, and it got worse as the game went on. And then you just keep rolling him out there. That's all I need to know. If I'm the owner, I'm like, I've seen enough. That's it. Boom, you're fired. I got to move on. I got to make a change. Their fans looked like they were sitting on their hands tonight.
I completely understand where you're coming from with this guy, and I get it. I don't think he's a very good coach either. But my issue with this franchise is, and I know that there are Redskin fans out there listening, and I've heard this, I've heard them say it, and we've heard, whether it be Chad Dukes or Rooster Russell come on here, they've all come on and said the same things. It's not the coach. It's not the players.
It's
it
the
goes
owner.
Higher than that. It's the organization. It's like the Mets. It's like the Pirates. It's like all these other. It starts at the top, and no matter who they put, you know, to be the coach or the players on the team, it doesn't matter because as long as Snyder's up there and Bruce Allen and these guys, they don't run the franchise right. They've still got a left tackle who has been holding out. The entire year, he ain't holding out for money. He's holding out because he doesn't want to play for the franchise because he doesn't trust their medical staff. And they continue to this day to take this hard stance that they're not going to trade him. Meanwhile, you look around the league. What the Dolphins get for the Tunsil? Two first-rounders? This guy's done a hell of a lot more in the league than Tunsil ever has. He's a really good left tackle, probably one of the five best in the league. But they're sitting there with him because they don't want to blink first, you know? I mean, the organization is run poorly. It has been run poorly since that guy took over, and that's just the way that it is. And they're never going to win, just like the Pirates never win or the Mets. They're never going to win with these guys running the team. It's that simple.
Well, one of the things is, and I would agree with that, the ones that the guys running the team – have been a real problem. But I think that one of the guys that isn't going to get fired is Daniel Snyder. He's not getting fired. He's going to be the one firing. And I think he needs to fire the GM and coach now. Just get it over with.
Clean sweep the entire organization.
Boom.
And here's another one. The Knicks, too. Like, we always say that about the Knicks, too. But at least Dolan tried it, right? Like, Dolan's an awful owner. They've never won since he's owned the team either, right? But he tried it. He clean sweeped the entire organization, and he took this legendary guy, Phil Jackson. He said, you know what? I'm going to go stand out of the way. You go run it. And that didn't even work well for him.
No.
Maybe the Redskins should try something like that. Maybe they'll have better results. I'm not saying everybody's going to be like what happened with the Knicks, but clean sweep the entire place. Get everybody out of there if you're Daniel Snyder. And say, you know what? I need to find one solid football guy who can completely take this thing from the bottom.
Have seen some of the guys they've had running in that place? Spurrier, all of them.
Well, it's all got to stop. He's got to find one guy. Get rid of everybody else and let that guy do it and not get involved either. Not get involved.
Good luck with that.
And that's a good luck with that. Yeah, I know that it is. Good luck with that. Because when you're a billionaire, it's hard for you to not get involved.
Billionaires don't typically listen.
That's what the Redskins really need, is to clean sweep the whole organization and get one guy who's a solid football guy to run it.
Listen, I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I just think that, okay, so when – I say now. Forget about at end of the year, because you know what that is? That is just admitting to your fan base, your season ticket holders, the entire marketplace, that you absolutely don't give a rat's ass about the season at all. Zero. We just don't care. We're going to do this. You know what I mean? It's just like delaying the inevitable. You know what I mean? It's going to happen in the offseason anyway on Black Monday. Why not just do it now? You know why? I'll tell you one of the reasons why they may not do it now is because there's no one out there that can actually can do what you're talking about them doing. You know what I mean? Who is out there right now that has that kind of juice that could go in and take over the Redskins and turn them around? Who is it? There's no one. Who is out there right now that could turn around the Redskins? That's sitting there without a job.
Sitting there without a job is a hard part. You'd have to steal
something. Would Urban Meyer go there?
I can't take a guy who's never done it, never done NFL. It has to be somebody who has proven to build a winner in the NFL. You can't take a college guy.
Would he not, but would they be able to lure him into that job?
I mean, to be the head coach?
I mean, everything.
No.
The John Gruden of not Jay, but the John Gruden of the Redskins.
No, he's college. He's not
too college.
He's never done it. For him to take his first NFL job to just run everything when he's never done a thing in the NFL, his entire coaching career.
So who's the guy?
Been in college.
Who's the guy? They can't get Bill Cowher to do it, can they?
No, he's been out
he's
too
done.
Long now anyway.
Out
That's
too
like
long.
Bringing Gruden back. He's been out of the game way too long. I know that he sits there every Sunday, and he does a nice job on the pregame there at CBS, but he's not the guy. I mean, you want to go pull Harbaugh out of Michigan? He ain't doing so hot there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he was good in San Francisco.
Jesus. Can you imagine if they went after Jim Harbaugh? Listen, just so you know, like, they're running stories tonight up there right now that they're blaming him for everything in Ann Arbor. Like, they're mad at him now. Forget about waiting for him to lose to Ohio State. They're mad now. They're mad that they lost to Wisconsin. Here's a newsflash for you idiots. You're not better than Wisconsin. So the fact that you're mad they lost that game, they should have lost that game. They're not as good. They're not as good as Wisconsin. I don't know how many times I have to say this. They don't have a back like Taylor. And honestly, they're just an all-around better football team. Did they not prove that on Saturday by not only beating them, they beat their ass? It was 35-7 at one point, right? And then they beat them 35-14. So it was ugly. And it is not a coincidence that they can beat teams like this. Wisconsin has been doing this. You heard Hinnon. They'll be in a Big Ten championship game in Indy. That's that, right? That'll be that. I think they will be. Now, anything else, I mean, that may not happen, but it's certainly not going to be, I don't think it'll be Michigan. But I guess it could be if Michigan were to win every single game the rest of the way. Does anyone even believe that they could do that? That they'd win every single game? Penn State, Notre Dame, Iowa, Michigan State, and Ohio State. That schedule is too brutal to win every game. It's too brutal. I mean, they're not done losing, trust me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.